I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're just joining us and you missed anything from the first hour, it was mostly Arian Foster with a little Astros slapped onto the end there. And all of it available on our website, ESPN975.com. Full show podcasts, all broken down by segment. And a lot of talk about Arian and what the Texans might have to do to replace him. If you missed it, he snapped his groin last night and looks serious enough that he's at least out half the season, probably. Still no final confirmation on that. But I want to follow up on something that we were just kind of hitting on because, you know, we were saying what John had had to say about Hard Knocks and why, you know, he doesn't like it. And then Lamont said something that I thought was interesting. He says everybody in that piece is full of bleep because Hard Knocks is covering freaking training camp, not regular season. And I think it's worth kind of monitoring. Okay, what's the biggest story so far of Texans training camp in day number three?
I mean, Arian Foster.
Well, guess what? Hard Knocks hasn't even been on yet.
Yeah.
So guess who had that first? So I'd be curious if there's anything really there that Hard Knocks got that they didn't. And a lot of these human interest stories, HBO's just really good at finding stuff that other people don't. And yeah, that's not really what he does, but some of his other writers do. And I just kind of think it's almost a little just being jealous of the cameras. But the reality is, and we were talking about how the team website has more access, and that's fair, and how NFL has more access. But this is to get your training camp credential. They give you a whole list of the 2015 training camp media policy.
Okay.
What I think is the most interesting thing is at the end of it. And, you know, they talk about, you know, just little stuff, how you can, you know, what you can take pictures of, what you can't. But the last thing they say is tactical information. The following information observed during training camp cannot be aired or published. Game strategy, formations, plays, substitution packages. I'm okay with that. That's fair.
Sensible.
Which players are practicing with individual units?
As in, like,
So
DeAndre Hopkins practiced with the wide receivers today.
Or DeAndre Hopkins returned punts today.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Number of repetitions taken by any player.
That's a dumb rule.
I mean, I'm not going to sit there and count how many passes each guy threw. Although, I think Jason Braddock does that. We'll have to ask him. Conversations that take place on the field between players and or coaches. I'm 100% in agreement with that. That's what happens on the field. You're not supposed to be doing that. And we ask that you do not report who is at practice and do not ask the coach for a roll call sheet on a daily basis. And it says the Houston Texans have a zero-tolerance policy regarding the above procedures.
That's why I don't even go over there. Well, I mean, it's...
And here's the thing about that. Everything that's on that list, I have seen somebody tweet about or report from camp. Because we talk about which players are practicing with which individual units. Does that mean I can't say, okay, Mallett was first string today and Hoyer was second string and vice versa? Because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
All right, well, people are tweeting that stuff out like crazy. But if you do that, they can basically revoke your training camp credential, which you're agreeing to when you go out there.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't know if there's any point in me going out there to talk about stuff. Now, the first few days I like to go out because I wanted to see – the biggest thing I look for is how much different they look from the year before. And before the Foster thing, I thought, wow, this is a lot better defense. And, you know, if the quarterbacks get a little more consistent, it's going to be a really interesting team this year. Well, now that you take Foster out of the equation, it's like, I don't know. But it kind of gets to what we're talking about with access. And I don't think it's necessarily bad that leagues are giving more access to their own teams. But the difference is what you can't get is bad news. Because I guarantee you, HoustonTexans.com is not going to be the first one to report whatever Arian Foster's actual injury damage is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why you need an independent media for that. But this is nothing new. It's been going on forever. So I understand him being upset, but eh. And now, somebody asked, I went to the training camp on Sunday. Am I not allowed to talk about what practicing catching end zone passes with other wide receivers? Now, if you're a fan out there,
I don't think there's any rules on you.
No, unless you agree to something when you buy your tickets, which you might want to check. I guarantee you, nobody else has read the media policies. I'm a dork. When I went in and got my credential, I picked up the media policies. So I guarantee I'm probably the only one to look at this. But I'm only looking at it from the perspective of, yeah, if I say any of this stuff specifically, then they can actually take away my credential. And they'd be right to do it. So, I mean, I don't agree with it. I think that's a little bit much. But I do agree with some of it. Like I don't think it does any good to say, boy, they were practicing that halfback pass a lot because that's something they're going to use in the regular season and catch somebody off guard, which they weren't. I'm being hypothetical.
Right.
But that kind of stuff I'm okay with. And you know what? You've dealt with UT's media policies.
Yeah.
And the fact you can actually get out there for practice is kind of cool. But I don't think the fans have – I mean, the fans don't have any limitations on it, so they can sit there and do it. But a lot of these, we're talking about the closed practices that you guys can't get into. And despite that, now I do see tons of people tweeting every one of those things. Oh, so-and-so coach was yelling at so-and-so. And there's some of those that I don't think they should be doing. Let's grab a call. Brian, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports. Hey, guys. I don't think losing Arian Foster is really going to make too much of a difference. I mean, he's only worth a point, maybe a point and a half every game, right? At the end of the season, you know, that's a wash. Maybe worth one win. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I don't know if I agree
with that. I mean, I think if you – the running back on your average team in the NFL may be worth that. But, again, the percentage of workload that they probably would have hoped to put on Arian Foster this year is – much higher than the percentage of the average workload on a running back. I think it's well more than 1.5 points.
And we'll ask RJ when we have him on Friday how much of a difference that makes. And running backs, we know quarterbacks, generally the best ones are roughly 6 points. So I don't know that he's not going to be anywhere near that. But if you start talking even 2 or 3 points, and you think about how close every NFL game is, it's a lot of losses.
Yeah.
Especially look back at that 2-14 season when Foster wasn't there and how many close losses they had during that year that came down to 3 points.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wins. So yeah, from a gambling perspective too, it's also different because you're looking at the impact of an individual player. But you also have to look at the impact on the whole offense. So I do think it's a big deal, and I don't think you can dismiss it. I think it's a major loss, and it doesn't mean they can't overcome it. Doesn't mean that they can't make some adjustments and diversify the offense a little more and maybe start thinking about moving on from him anyway. But for what you had this year and for what your plan was going to be, it's a huge blow. There's no way around it. I there's no way to sugarcoat it. I know everybody's like, well, maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe Alfred blew it. Yeah, maybe. But at least going in, and man, he looks so good those first 2 days. Can I say that?
No, let me check the policy again.
Yeah. Mr. Players, game strategy, conversation. No, I can say that. He looked terrific the first couple of days. And explosive. Sure? Yeah. And his groin was fine.
What they want you to say is the quarterbacks looked outstanding.
No. Can't go there.
Quarterbacks look great, and anybody who doesn't think so, well, you're a bad person. Bleep you.
Yeah.
And bleep everybody.
Houston should be proud of those guys.
That's right. And if you're not, bleep you.
And you know what? Houston should be proud of Gatsby's dad's groin.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come back. And it's going to, in fact, it's going to happen on its own. The groin's going to miraculously heal itself, and he'll be back just in time to lead them to a 9-7 record. Tracy says, my goodness, Texans fans on Facebook want Ray Rice. Don't they know their own team? The Texans would never get a wife beater. Yeah, that's anybody that's speculating that, you really haven't been paying attention to how the Texans do business. And if I'm in charge, I'm not even calling that guy. Not just because of that. I don't want to deal with the PR crap for that, especially with Hard Knocks here. Do you really think you want to pull that into the equation?
But how good is he at sport anymore?
And that's the thing. Here's a guy who hasn't played in a year, who had the worst season of his career before all this happened. He's going to come back better? Not a chance. I'm not touching the guy. Or his wife. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Angel real quick. What's up, Angel?
Hey, what's going on? Dude, I'm in sports, man. What's up?
Rock and roll.
Hey, so, man, like, I just wanted to, I guess, vent a little bit. I mean, look, man, I'm a diehard Texas fan, season ticket holder. I'm here since day one. Ever since we got Arian, man, ever since he signed that big contract, and, I mean, y'all can vouch for it, too. It's like, he's always hurt, something's happening. But y'all do remember before he got that big contract, he did play through some injuries. And, I mean, besides that, I don't see what would be a big problem with maybe going out to get Chris Johnson. What do y'all think about that?
Well, I mean, to me, Chris Johnson is much like Ray Rice was. I don't know how good Chris Johnson is anymore at football.
Four years ago, yeah. But now he's CJ0K.
Chris Johnson is a star in name alone, if that, at this point.
And that's the thing. That's why people kind of think, oh, Ray Rice. Well, why not O.J. Simpson then? And basically their careers are in the same place at this stage. I don't know that there is an answer out there. But you know what? The one thing is, Texans have been pretty good about finding running backs off the scrap heap. And you know, maybe that's what they'll do. And you're not going to find another Arian Foster. But if you find enough, and if you've improved enough on the rest of your offense, then maybe you'll be fine for a while. But I don't know that they have. That's the thing. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. A lot more to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.